Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yay, sports.
Yay, sports.
Yay.
Wish there was something this weekend.
Yeah.
Pro Bowl.
Postpartum kicking in.
Senior Bowl.
Pro Bowl news coming up.
Can't wait.
Haven't had a game of who's taller this week. I have a good one today,
All right, good.
You be the judge, though. Right. But Bob Uecker's 83 today.
Love Bob Uecker.
Bob's still on the call?
He still works for the same company we do.
Yeah?
Yes, he does.
Yeah. And Wayne Gretzky also. Birthday today, not 83. He's 57 years old today. Wayne Gretzky's 57. But who's taller, Bob Uecker or the great one? Wayne Gretzky.
Gretzky was always on skates, but he wasn't that tall. I would say Gretzky was probably 6 foot even. So I have no idea how tall Uecker is. But
I'm going to guess Uecker.
I'll just say Uecker also.
Puss says Uecker.
My puss said Uecker.
Yeah, his mic doesn't work today.
He says Gretzky.
Gretzky?
No, puss says whatever's wrong. I'm like, his microphone's messed up. He's got no mic today.
Use your words.
He said, who'd you say?
Type me a note.
Gretzky. He said Gretzky.
Bob Uecker, 6 foot one.
Uh-oh.
The great one, 6 foot.
Yeah! You lost, puss. He threw something out there, too. It was a great visual.
He's leaving. Oh, my God. He's leaving.
You can't say son of a bitch. So he's acting out. He's actually acting out being pissed. Because you can't. That's hilarious.
Baseball Hall of Fame voters are asshats, but they did vote in Vladimir Guerrero to the Hall of Fame. And I found this kind of interesting. You know, he was an Expo. He spent a lot of his time as an Expo.
Yeah, he did.
Some Expos in the Hall of Fame.
And they still got to pick out the hat, right?
Yes, in baseball they do. And Vladimir Guerrero picked the Angels cap.
Which, how long was he there?
I think 6-7 years of his career. Okay. Won an MVP there and things like that. I didn't realize that's the first – he'll be the first Angels player. The first guy to go in with the Angels on his little bronze plaque, which surprised me.
Really?
Yes.
Because Carew finished his career with the Angels, but of course he was a twin.
He went in as a
Minnesota twin. I know he did, but he also played a long time with the Angels.
Yes. And, you know, Nolan Ryan, Wally Joyner, Darren Erstad, Reggie Jackson, Dave Winfield, Eddie Murray, Burt Blylevin, like guys that could have but didn't. So the first Angel.
Well, Erstad's in a Hall of Famer, is he?
He might be.
Okay.
Yeah. He's
a great ball player.
Yeah, he might be one.
He might be listing. No, believe me, Darren, you were a great ball player.
Yeah,
you were an amazing ball player.
Mike Trout will get in there.
Mike Trout.
Oh, yeah. Be an Angel. Yeah. Wasn't there one guy that signed a contract that said with the Marlins that said he would go in as a Marlin? The Rays. There was a guy that signed a contract late in his career that said if he
and part was of the that Wade Boggs?
Part of the contract was he would go in as a Ray, even though he never played like a year or two with them.
Was that Wade Boggs?
It had to be somebody pretty famous. And it was like such a joke. It was like he sold the rights to his.
So he did it so he didn't have to pick the Red Sox or the Yankees.
No, he sold his rights because the Rays wanted somebody in the Hall of Fame. I remember hearing that story.
But Major League Baseball, to me, comes off like a bunch of hypocrites because.
You should be able to wear it,
Barry Bonds is better than Jim Tomei.
Yes.
Yeah.
And all time.
You knew what was going on at the time.
Yeah.
And you loved it because people were watching.
Brought it back.
People were excited about baseball.
Back. Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa.
I don't think
Roger
they should
Clemens.
Make it. I don't think they should be in, but they're going to make it eventually. They say they are.
Roger Clemens is better than Trevor Hoffman.
Yeah. Yes. Well, no, but Clemens was innocent. No, he's not.
No.
No, but he knew.
He thinks he is.
Baseball knew.
Of course they did.
And they looked the other way because people were watching and people were excited about it. So they did nothing to shut it down.
They're eventually getting in, though.
Yeah, just make their own wing. Make a wing for that era of baseball, and then guys that statistically qualified, right. Just put them in.
Yeah, I do think the guy that hit home runs without steroids should be in a different wing than the guy that hit home runs with steroids. I think it's a
just
difference.
The difference in eras.
And
really.
I also think Pete Rose should be in there, too.
Well, absolutely.
No question on that one. Vlad Guerrero's story is pretty interesting. I mean, he's from the Dominican. He actually, when he came to America to play baseball, and like his scouting process, he couldn't read English really.
Mm-hmm.
So his scouting, he played video game baseball, and if he would look at the, he would play against the pitcher he was going to face.
Mm-hmm.
And if that guy had a high slider rating in the video game, he just looked for more sliders.
Really?
That was how he improved at baseball when he came to America.
Whoa, man.
Right?
I think they had somebody that spoke his language to help him. It was just Spanish. I mean, it really wasn't that
maybe
exotic.
He was uninterested.
It wasn't that exotic of a language.
He's like, no, thank you. I will just play video games.
Right. Yeah.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
There's quite a few good baseball players that came from asshole countries.
Yeah, indeed. There are.
Like the Dominican.
They should go back, too. They should go back and help their own countries.
We haven't talked about this much. I did watch more of the testimony than I could believe.
Oh, they do go back from time to time, and then people kill them.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's true. Or they kill themselves driving.
Yeah,
yep.
that too.
Oh, that's what happens in the Dominican. If they're from Venezuela and go back, they get kidnapped or killed.
Right.
Yes. Sad. And this story sad, too, but at least this guy's going away forever. The Larry Nassar, the ex-Team USA and Michigan State team doctor for gymnastics. The judge in this case says she signed his death warrant. Those are her words.
Oh, yeah.
Now, he's already facing 60 years on a separate child porn case, which was kind of under the radar in this thing. Mm-hmm. And then they sentenced him to 175 years. Over 150 women and girls went through the testimony. He said he couldn't even bear to listen anymore, and they told him, screw you, doesn't matter, right. You're going to listen.
And he's going to room with some guy that's going to take care of him. You know he is.
Yeah.
And those guys are the lowest of the low.
Yeah,
pedophiles.
For 175 years.
Right. And he's, what is he, 54?
He'd be pro for 175 years.
54 years old now. And the president at Michigan State has resigned, but they released some interesting stuff about the terms of her resignation.
Mm-hmm.
She's basically still she's going to be on staff and keep her presidential salary, but she's going to go on like a research leave for a year. And be paid her full $750,000 salary.
Well, they're saying that she didn't know anything, right? This one didn't know anything. And just for looks, they got to get rid of her. And what she fairly knew, I don't know the details.
Yeah, I don't know the details on that. But she's basically keeping her gig and keeping her salary and is not going to be doing what she was doing.
Right.
And then she'll come back in a year, get in office, get a secretary, and keep the same salary.
Ignorance is no excuse. It happened to her
watch. No, of course it did.
Indeed.
I know, but she's getting fired, right?
Well
fired,
down.
But she still gets all her money.
Which is a lot. It's a lot. I didn't realize how much money the president of Michigan State was making, $750,000.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Tiger Woods makes a lot of money. Seven off the lead. Only four out of fourth place, though. There's like a big pack of guys that are right in the middle. He didn't make a putt over 4 feet, and nobody's talking about the guys that are tied with him.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, the headline I read, like I said, I know, I don't really care either way. I mean, I root against him, but I don't care if he comes back either, for that matter. But the headline I saw was such a suck up line. It said he's back.
Well, he's back in tournament play.
Oh yeah. Tiger shoots even par in successful return. Well,
what they didn't say
even
is
par is not. I mean, it's successful, but it's. Right. I mean, that headline looks like everybody's around even, but they're not. Some guys are 700.
Yeah, guys
right?
700.
Yeah, whatever.
Let's wait and see what happens.
Tiger's back and he's in the rough.
Right.
Again and in the bunker. I think he was like +2 his first five, and then. -3 the rest of the way. I mean, he's not bad. Vegas favored him to not make the cut.
Okay.
So we'll find out today. I think they make the cut today at that event. It's a pretty big field, though.
Well, it's obviously not his fault that he's the main news, because a vanilla white guy is boring on the course. And that's a problem they have.
And he didn't ask to be the main news.
No, he didn't.
It's the media.
And they do it.
And
the same media bitches then talks about it.
It's the greatest analogy I heard, though, is like Mike. You never know when greatness just vanishes. Like Mike Tyson,
right.
All of a sudden,
gone,
just gone, right? Yeah. And he tried to come back, and it was interesting when he tried to come back, and he just couldn't. But it was still worth talking about. I think a lot of has the same feeling with Tiger, and plus the tour is young and full of like talented guys who don't care
that
Tiger Woods was good and come on back and try and be competitive with
him. Are not intimidated by him.
Yeah, he's not exactly young. I mean,
no, but he's younger than Phil Mickelson, and Phil Mickelson competes consistently at PGA
does.
Events and majors.
Yeah.
And he's got that arthritis thing. So,
Psoriatic. Oh, sorry.
Creepy thing where I'm rubbing my club here, telling you about my pill.
Also doesn't have a bunch of ex-Denny's waitresses that he's thinking about all
that
the time.
That we know of.
That we know of. That's a good point.
He's got millions and millions of gambling losses.
Yes, he does.
Now, and as well, like late night, you'll be able to – the rest of the European tour and a lot of the big names that are that we are familiar with on the PGA Tour are in Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done some interesting things over there to bring guys in. And Dubai's growth, we know, the last 20 years is pretty amazing. And I sent Puss a link earlier this week. I hope it's not buried.
Now, if you're sitting in the crowd at a Dubai golf tournament, can you have a solo cup with beer, or that's Dubai and no alcohol?
Fair question.
I know it's pretty westernized.
It's very westernized.
But it's also
– yeah, they may relax the rules for that.
Yeah, I was going to say, you need a beer on the golf course. Hello.
Yeah, be something. Vodka lemonade.
A girl cart.
Certainly a cigar.
A cart girl with a, you know, a hood on or something.
What'd you say? I can't read your lips. I can't read your lips. Sorry, I can't see them.
Sorry. I have no idea.
I'll have two
culturally ignorant. Sorry.
A couple Bud Lights and a burka.
Now, there's a link from 18 years ago. When
you got any Snickers in there?
Frozen? You got a frozen one? I really want a frozen one. It's pretty hot here. this was like the first all-grass course in the Middle East 18 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a picture that the Golf Channel showed of that course just being in the middle of the desert.
Right.
You know, and then it's right on kind of the coast. I guess not the middle of the desert because it's right on the coast. But the
it's
middle of nothingness.
Build, yeah.
Yes. And then 18 years later, there's another picture from the same angle with the golf course and all the development around it.
Okay.
And it's actually pretty amazing to look at.
They got some money, man.
Yes, they do. And they put up lights on, I think, the last two holes because they're afraid of not getting done before darkness. Lit golf always interests me.
Yeah, always interests me, too. Yeah.
I think that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Probably not as cool as the XFL. It'll be back in 2020.
The woods better be lit up, too, because that's where you're at looking for your ball.
We need a lot of lights for us.
Yeah. We've played our share of lit golf.
That's fair point.
On every drug imaginable.
Lit golf is fun. You're right.
I've been lit on everything. You're
more
right.
On the back nine than the front nine.
Just depends on how the day went, really, you know.
Sometimes it takes seven or eight holes
I'd watch that tour. Lit golf. Everybody's just completely wasted.
Somebody would get hurt.
I know.
Somebody does. That's what happens, actually.
Yeah. John Daly would clean up.
Oh, yeah.
He would dominate. Yeah.
In the lit PGA.
Yes.
We've only got to wait, let's see, two years? 2020. The XFL will be back, and I'll be surprised if it actually makes it back.
Yeah.
Based on what Vince McMahon, who is behind it, explained. He says he wants a shorter, faster-paced, family-friendly, easier-to-understand game. They want to do it in 2 hours.
Okay, that's what drives me. What's easier to understand? Football fans know the damn game.
Yeah.
Now, he said there's going to be
no
halftime.
No halftime.
They want to go right through it. They
want to
get it done. They want to get it done in 2 hours. Family friendly, so it's not what the except no records. I mean, nobody could have a DUI even.
I don't know where they're going to find a lot of talent.
I don't either. A DUI is, you know, not good, but people get them.
No criminal record at all. They say like Manziel, not an option.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Why have somebody that might draw some crowds?
Yeah. Or have some talent but can't get into the league for some
reason. So it's going to be the Tebow League. He can come back and play.
That's exactly it. Right there. You wonder.
Right. Yeah, because this isn't going to be like the old XFL. It was all TNA.
No, not at all. In fact, they're going the exact opposite. But the narrative out there from sports radio yesterday was, it's going to be the same. No, it's not.
No,
they're completely different. Yeah,
it's going to be the really patriotic version of football
and vanilla, boring.
There'll be lots of American flags and lots of eagles flying around and gun night. Every night's going to be gun night in the XFL. Bring your guns to the game.
And it's gonna be those weird cities too. It's gonna be like Memphis will have a team.
That's another interesting thing.
Tulsa might have. Yeah.
No. He said they're long away from figuring that out, and they want cities that have NFL infrastructure already in place.
So pay the rent on their stadiums.
Essentially, so why do you go to a city that has just finished a season and has just finished 16 to 20 weeks? Of paying to go to the park every Sunday, and then all of a sudden, you're like, here's the guys that could make it in that
league.
You're
right. A Tulsa, a Memphis would make a lot more sense.
Yep. Sure.
Because I think people, the locals at least, would get a little more excited
about
it.
And they can play at the college stadiums there, so they're nice. You know,
that's where I would target the college areas that don't have the NFL.
Yeah, because these people
we don't have anything after November even.
Because you're right. After November, and they also freak out about stupid spring games that nobody cares about. So you're right. They could actually go watch football.
Yeah. I know the last time they started this, they really didn't have a plan. And it really seems like this time around, they don't
That 30-30 is pretty interesting about that. Yeah. But you're right. There was no plan.
They just kind of winged it.
Right. and got into somebody, a Chiefs fan, about kind of this, about the politics of the national anthem with the XFL stance on it versus the NFL stance. And, you know, he was going off about Marcus Peters, who's a Chiefs player who's kneeled for the anthem. And
still pissed, huh?
Still pissed. And I was like, what do you think?
So he's clueless about the reasoning that America's free and we're allowed to do what we want?
Yeah. And, yeah. You know, and then I asked him about Tyreek Hill. I was like, you got any problem with him?
Right.
And he was like, no, why? I was like, well, because he's still on probation for domestic violence.
Good luck. Good, you know, comeback.
I mean, I'm just. You're right. I mean, like.
Yeah, at least he's patriotic.
Well, but
when he hits his wife,
he hides behind the flag or something.
Yeah,
he hits her with a flag.
He punched her through the flag.
Now the good news is there is plenty of talent that does not make the league, that leaves college early and tries to get into the NFL. This year, I mentioned it the other day, there's a record 106 underclassmen. There's 253 players picked in the National Football League draft. 106 underclassmen have declared for it. Last year, 30 of the 95 were not drafted. Maybe 10 of those guys caught on in the league.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's 20 guys trying to play semi-bro ball and sell insurance. So there is a little bit of a talent pool left.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah, there'll be guys that play in that league.
Sure. No, but your Adam Thielen stories are few and far between.
Yeah, not invited to the combine.
Right.
Yeah,
not undrafted free agent who goes on the practice squad and then makes the team.
No, they'll be XFL players. Yeah.
There's quite a few guys in the Pro Bowl who are undrafted free agents. I mean, the NFL, if you're good, the NFL finds
you. They find you.
You know, and so, but Nick Saban, screw Nick Saban, Mr. Oblivious, who never knows if there's an eclipse or an election or anything like that, right? Was being asked about the philosophy because he's had another five guys who are leaving early.
He doesn't care.
No, he doesn't. And he says his philosophy, we all know it, is if you're a first-round pick, you should go. If you're not, you should stay and graduate. And then he goes on to bitch about what people don't understand. These are his words, and everybody should know, is professional football is the only sports league, a professional sports league, that does not have a minor league system.
Yeah, it's you guys.
Yeah, screw you, Saban.
Yeah, you
over-recruit.
Yes, you do.
I mean, you run an NFL franchise in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
That's why they're good.
You are the minor league.
Of course he is. It's about the students. They play for the heart.
It's about the student athletes. That's why I love college football.
Yeah, that's me too.
Yeah.
They don't play for the heart.
They don't play for the free school or swag.
Not at all.
Yeah. Yeah. This day in 1983, 41 days after retiring, Bear Bryant made good on his word to die if he ever quit coaching. Heart attack at 69 years old.
Made good on his word.
That's right. He's a man of his word. Stood behind his death.
He was only 69?
69 years old. Yep.
He looked a lot older than that.
It's a different era.
Well,
69 was pretty old.
The guy probably lived off red meat and cigarettes for 60
in
years.
In the morning.
I mean, he probably chewed a raw steak on the sideline during practice and about a case and a half of Pall Malls a week. You know, that's how he lived.
Gather around for our halftime scotch, boys.
If he's 69 in 1983, he lived a hard life.
Yeah. Right. No, you're all excited for the Pro Bowl. The NFC, a 3.5-point favorite. It'll be Sunday in Orlando.
Exciting. I'd stay away from that.
They invited 125 people for the 88. They had to invite 125 people for the 88 slots in the Pro Bowl. And I just think it should be in Hawaii always.
It should be, yep.
Good news now is some Vikings can go.
Well, that's right. They can.
Yeah, they're free.
Yeah.
Point spread in the Super Bowl is down to 4.5. Money's still coming in on the Eagles.
Yeah. We'll see.
Now we're a week away. We'll get media day next week. We'll find out everything we need to know
next week. Yeah.
Finally. This is from the Craig Evans News Network. Viking fans bummed, you know, of course, that their team won't be in Minnesota for the Super Bowl. And they're also bummed at the way they were treated by the Philadelphia Eagle fans if they made the voyage to Philly to watch the Vikings lose.
Yeah, apparently Keenum's parents got crap. They were in the crowd.
Did they?
Yeah. Well, they're probably wearing Viking gear.
And so his.
Good for them.
Your son sucks.
Yeah. Is he third string?
Yeah.
So a group of Viking fans in Minnesota have gone to Twitter to make a group of people who are going to sign up to be Uber drivers during the Super Bowl weekend.
Yeah, and what are they going
to
do?
They're going to find Eagle fans, pick them up, and take them nowhere close to where they asked to be dropped off.
So they're going to be dicks. So
yes.
You can do this, but you cannot claim the moral high ground anymore.
No, you can't, because right. Uber's another. You're using Uber, which is a legitimate company,
yeah.
to screw people over. Uber's not going to like this, but Uber's just going to eventually fire you from being an Uber driver. Good luck getting a gig with an Uber driver again. You know,
right? If you want to yeah. be, the Midwest morally superior,
they're not.
You turn the other cheek and you welcome them with open arms.
They're not.
You don't turn around and go, you know, well, let's give them a dose of what they gave us.
Right.
No, you can't be dicks and claim the moral high ground.
No. No, but that's. Yeah, you can.
You can watch. Yeah, it happens a lot.
Watch the news every night. Watch every evangelical preacher being a dick and claiming the moral high ground.
Okay, but in my estimation.
I know, I'm with you, Todd, yeah. but it's the new world we're living in now that you can be a dick and claim the moral high ground. Well, it's happening every day on the news.
It seems to be what they're doing in Minneapolis.
Right.
Dick and moral high ground in the morning.
That's not this show. Maybe the dick part. When nobody's the moral high ground.
We have never claimed.
To be the dick in the moral high ground. They'd be dick and dick in the morning, basically.
It's got good alliteration to it. And I'm sure you guys were all staying tuned to Twitter since the NBA didn't televise this event. Everybody wanted to talk about the NBA All-Star Draft.
So who was picked last? You're going to find that anyway.
Sure.
Yeah, who was picked first?
It's the stupidest thing.
We assume it was Durant.
It was.
Yeah, well, we assume LeBron picked first and Durant's on his team, but maybe he picked somebody else.
No, he picked Durant. I saw it.
Yeah.
My NHL blog has the rest of the results.
Was there a white guy picked last?
I actually didn't. I didn't look and don't care.
No, because it should have been on the
TV. And we don't know the order, really, necessarily yet. Because they don't want any hurt feelings.
They're all-stars.
Yeah.
This isn't kickball.
Yeah.
I mean, you're an all-star anyway.
Right. Yeah. You made the all-star team.
Yeah, the NBA all-star game.
Yeah. There's not a fat kid in the corner that wasn't picked, and he's last.
Let's take the guy over there eating Cheetos.
Exactly. We'll take the 5'8", 300-pound white guy.
Oh, man.
He's last.
Do I want the guy with the beard or the guy eating Cheetos?
Stupid. They're all-stars. Yeah.
The last guy picked will be that the NBA reporter from Omaha who's always on BTI.
Draymond Green called No Neck or something like
What's his name? Ryan Windhorst.
Ryan Windhorst.
Yeah, he works down the hallway sometimes.
Yeah,
he lives in Omaha.
Yeah, we'll be the last guy picked
for
the NBA All-Star game.
He knows the game. He knows the game. I don't think he played that well, but he knows the game.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.